The massacre of about 60 migrants in July 2005 was the main theme of the TRRC proceedings this week. Stalin revelations included testimony that German security mistook them for rebels and killed them in cold blood. Sirif Kijera is the chairman of Gambia's Victim Center.
We are saying sorry to all the West African migrants on behalf of the people and the government of the Gambia. We are saying sorry for that embarrassing moment. We have registered all sorts of victims for the IAGMS atrocities. So today it's not just West African migrants who are affected. It is not just Gambians who are affected.
Martin Kairi was the lone Ghanaian survivor in the mass execution of the West African migrants. Kairi is demanding justice.
It's not easy for us. It's getting to 16 years now. We are fighting for justice. We brought the family together, moving from Accra to Kumasi, going to Foreign Affairs. It seems the effort was there, but the political will is not there. So now, through Jamet to Justice campaign, we have been have access to present our case in TRC.
Emmanuel Diouf, chairman of the National Human Rights Commission, says the TRRC's never again mantra should not only be implemented, but enforced to the letter.
You cannot have never again without making sure that those who are the perpetrators are not put to book. So on those words, I will say again, my solidarity with all of you. We're in it together. Even if there is no political will, we'll have to push the government to make sure that the political will is there.
William Nyanko is chairman of the Jammeh to Justice organization that seeks to pressure the government to help extradite the former leader from Equatorial Guinea.
Ghana and Gambia attempted to do a joint investigation. Of course, at the time, Jammeh was in power, and joint investigation was scuttled, and Ghana had to push back, and then they established this ECOWAS UN body to do a fact-finding.
But Boubacar Ba, a police officer involved in the investigation of the migrant massacre, said there was a cover-up to mislead UN investigators. He told the commission he was asked by the former police crime management coordinator not to cooperate with the UN investigators. Under questioning, former Interior Minister Babacar Jatta confirmed his initial statement that the state sanctioned the migrants' massacre, which he said was then cover-up. For VOA News, this is Pan Dirimbay reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.